Hello? Hi, this is Kate from Local Splash. May you speak to Mr. Brandon Howard?
This is him.
Hi, Brandon. How are you doing today?
I'm good.
All right. That's great to hear. And yes, actually, I received your text message and also the message you sent us. And I believe this is regarding your website. You wanted to make some changes to it, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Not a problem. I'm here to help you with it today. So do you have maybe a computer so we can go with it together? We can, you know, take a look at
your website. Not right now. I'm not near a computer.
Okay. But do you remember the revisions that you wanted to make on the website?
Yeah. Are you looking at the website right now?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Well, if you look at the website, you'll notice that the construction on the front, the title fitting and construction, the construction part is not fully filled on the screen.
I see.
It's hanging off.
Okay. Right. Okay. So basically you want to you have it like one line, the title fencing and construction. You want the construction to be just basically in one line, right? It's not going to be on the second line of the website.
Are you looking at it right now?
I do. So title fencing and then construction is below under title fencing. Is that what you mean?
No, construction, only half of the word construction is showing on the website. Go on your phone and you'll see what I'm talking about.
Oh, you are looking at the phone. Okay, let me try that real quick.
Most people use phones to search websites, not computers.
Okay,
so.
I understand. Okay, let me... Just bear with me, okay? Title, fencing, and construction.com. Okay. I think I got it. One moment. It's loading right now on my phone. Okay. I do now have the website on my phone. So the only thing that you see is just construction, correct? You don't see title fencing and construction? Because I do see them.
I see title fencing and construction. The end on construction is off the, it's not even showing on the page.
Because I do actually see it. Hold on. What kind of phone do you have?
An iPhone.
I do have the same phone too. And I do see it. Okay. Well, it also may depend as well with the phone, I guess. But what we can do here to make sure that everything is seen on whatever phone.
So you see the construction of the full word and you see the end on the page?
Yes. I do see it.
Well, I talked to the person earlier and they said they couldn't see it either.
Well, it may actually depend with the phone. I'm not entirely sure, but I do have an iPhone 11, and I use Safari.
I have an iPhone 11, too.
Right, but I actually do see it. I wish I can, I'll show it to you right now. But just to make sure that it's going to be compatible with all phones, I'll have this edited to maybe a smaller font. So it can cater to all the letters that we have in here and make sure that construction will be seen. Okay.
And do you see,
I think that would be the best.
And do you see the T on title?
Yep, the first letter.
Okay. And do you see the bottom of the T relative to where the end of the picture sits?
Oh, you mean the cover photo?
Yeah, the T is past the cover photo. And it doesn't look that good either. Like, if it's going to be there, at least the bottom of the C needs to be on the bottom of the picture, not overhanging. Mm-hmm. It looks tacky.
Right. That actually happens on mobile phone only because when I, you know, open it on a computer, it looks fine. But, you know, I get it. That most people use this mobile phones now. Okay. I do see that. Let's check. Yeah, and also the other area or the section which says proudly serving Dawson County and Harris County, also not showing the cover photo as well as the mission statement. Yeah, so it seems like what's happening in here on mobile phones that the cover photo is cut, right? And I believe this is your photo, right? This is from one of your projects before? Okay. I see. Did you choose this cover photo?
No. I didn't choose any of the photos. I just sent them. So.
I see. Okay. Give me one moment in here. Just bear with me for 1 second, okay?
Yes.
Okay. I do see other photos in here on your website. For the cover photo, are you okay with that? Do you want me to change it to a different one in here that's available?
Yes, I do. Can you, okay. So if you see the picture, like the nicest picture probably I've sent y'all? It's the one with the hot tub and the pool, and there's a little deck next to the hot tub, and it's like rock pool. And a nice fence in the background with some palm trees.
Okay, let me take a look.
There should be a hot tub and a pool, a little deck next to the hot tub, and then the fence in the background with some palm trees. And it's like a rock around the pool.
Okay. One moment. I'm just making sure that I'm looking at the correct one. Is it with a brown fence?
It's like a golden fence.
Right, okay. And let's see, I think this is the one that you're referring to. Yeah, I do see the hot tub and then the pool. And then there's like a jar. I don't think that's a jar. That's like a grill.
The fire pit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay, got it. So... Let's see. I'm just making sure that I am putting the correct one. I do see some, I mean, same area with like 1, 2, 3, 4 photos. So you're referring to, the one that has the fire pit on, at the back, right?
The very back on the thing.
Okay, got it. Okay. Let me go ahead and drag it around to make it as your cover photo. All right. All right, just give me a minute. Okay. I'm just going to need to download it first so I can make it as your cover photo and then change it. Okay. All right, I was able to change it. Now let me refresh. It may take a few minutes, though. Let me also refresh my phone.
Okay.
Okay. Yep, it actually has been changed. However, when I checked your website on my mobile phone, the cover photo is still cut. So I'll go ahead and send it to our revision team to make sure that the photo will be set up correctly on mobile phone. Okay? So I have to, so far, change the font to a smaller font and then cover photo that covers the entire screen. And what else so far, Brandon, that you have noticed on your website?
That's it so far. And then y'all were going to send me the Google verification thing for the My Business on the Google thing?
That's correct. Let me take a look here. Oh, actually, it seems like your Google My Business listing is now verified. Let me just make sure.
Well, I sent I had to make an account because I didn't have a Google account, and y'all were sending the verification to my Yahoo, and it wasn't lining out. So I made a Google account, and I can give you the Google account so you can send the verification to that, so I can sync them together with the app.
Okay. Right. Because actually, Brandon, during the first time that you, or actually the client interview, were able to create your Google My Business listing, and that actually has been verified already. When did you create your new listing?
On the My Business app, what's my login there? If you already sent it to me.
Well, we actually sent you an invitation to titlefence@yahoo.com. But if you want, we can send it to a different email so you can access it.
So I understand that. When I go to the Yahoo and I open the acceptance and I accept it, it sends me to Google and it asks me for my Google login. And I don't have a Google login, is what I'm trying to say. So I made a Google login. I need y'all to send the verification to the new Google account that I made so I can link it to the app.
Okay. What is the email?
Titlefence@gmail.com.
Okay. Titlefence@gmail.com. Oops. 1 second. TitleFence@gmail.com. Okay, I have sent you an invitation to TitleFence@gmail.com. So with that, you should be able to have access to, of course, once you accept, you should have access to your Google My Business listing. So for the Google My Business listing that you have created, since you do have an existing one, a possibility for the new one might be, tagged by Google as duplicate. So you'll be needing to actually delete that just to avoid any complications or issues with your current listing. This is the one that we are optimizing.
So you want me to delete what?
The listing that you created. If you created the Google My Business listing for title, fencing, and construction, that will be tagged as duplicate because you do have an existing one already. So all you just need to do is to accept the invitation that I sent and log into... first, log into the Google My Business listing that you created and tag it as permanently closed and accept the invitation that we sent you to the current.
All I did was, I didn't create a business. I just created a Google account so you, I could.
Oh, okay.
That's all I did. I didn't create nothing.
I see. I misunderstood it. So sorry about that. But, yeah. No worries, Brandon. So since it was just a Gmail account, then I was able to send you the invitation to your Google listing so you can use that to log in, okay, once you accept it.
Okay, so I'm going to log in. TitleFence. 1 second. See if this works real quick. Uh, I just signed into the app and it said terms of service accept, I guess. And now it's saying create new business.
Did you go to your email and accept the invitation?
I don't know. This is so complicated. I don't know why y'all don't just send all this stuff to my phone through text message or phone calls. I don't really, I mean, this is just complicated.
Oh, I only sent one email, sir, and that is an invitation to your Google My Business listing. So you do have access to it.
Okay, I'm trying to find. Okay. So you sent it to the Gmail. All I should have to do.
Yeah, titlefence@gmail.com.
Sure. Yeah, I got that.
Okay. So once you accept that, that's the tab that you log into your GMB app, Google My Business app, and that should actually sync.
Okay, and then I'll get everything, so I need to check that every day for leads, I guess?
For your leads, you do have a Local Splash account. We have sent your credentials to your Local Splash dashboard. That's where you'd be able to see your account updates, such as leads that you're getting, also how many clicks you're getting, and also Google listing actions. I can resend it to your email. Oh, let me double check first. Should we completely update the email to titlefence@gmail.com and get rid of the yahoo.com?
I don't know. I mean, probably, right? Probably
so
need to.
That actually depends on you if which email you wanted to use. Because we will be sending you updates to one of your emails.
Yeah, you can do that.
I'll go ahead and change it to titlefence@gmail.com. I'll be sending you the login credentials to your dashboard, including the link, okay? So you should be able to see your online performance. So for your Google listing, you see that it's just you know, also the information of your listing. You can also see some progress in there, but everything is going to be in one page or one account, and that is going to be your Local Splash dashboard. And I would recommend to check it every day, yes.
Okay. All
right. Perfect. So, yeah, Brandon, I'll go ahead now and send the request for the revisions on your website to our content creation team so we can have it corrected as soon as we can, okay?
Okay.
All righty. Anything else I can help you today?
That's it.
All right. Brandon, thank you so much for your time, and you do have a wonderful and safe day, okay? Bye for now.
Okay. Thank you.